Kinyan number 4 and 5 are Ema and Yira, fear and trepidation. This is part 1. Torah was given at Har Sinai with Ema and Yira. Like the Torah tells us that a person has a chiyuv every single day. Hishar melecha, shmar nafshecha ma'ir, pen tishkaches hadavarim ashra'u einecha, pen yasuru milvavcha kol yemechayecha, vahidatam levanecha vlevnei vanecha, Yom asher amadeta lefnei Hashem alekecha b'chirev. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, a loisa say, that a person is not allowed to forget Maimer Har Sinai. Now Maimer Har Sinai is described in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael in a situation of pachad, Ema standing in front of Ribbono Shel Olam being mekabel the Torah. There was the kol shofar, there was thunder, lightning, fire, until Klal Yisrael literally had their neshamas taken away from them. And the Gemara in Brachas tells us in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, learnt out from these psukim, that Mala Halon be'emo be'yiro be'reses uve'zeya, just like by Maimon HaSinai, it was given over with emo, yiro, reses, and zeya, afkan be'emo be'yiro be'reses uve'zeya, mikan amru, and the Gemara darshins that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. Comes out that we're learning from the pasuk of Aydatam Levanecha, that when a person is sitting and learning, sitting by his Gemara, he has to know and recognize that what he's learning are the words of Hashem Yisparach that was given over in Har Sinai, and the way it was given over, with this tremendous pachar, and the Ema and the Yura. And that's the integral difference between Torah and other chachmas and other limudim. Other chachmas and other limudim are yediyas, as we mentioned. A person can learn them and understand them and acquire them in any way. But Torah is different. The person has to have that tremendous Ema and Yura while he's learning Torah, and it has to be learnt with a tremendous respect and a reverence for the Torah. Now this Yira is not necessarily Yira from Hashem. It's actually Yira from the words of the Torah. The famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Amahalich Bederech Umafsek Mimishnasai. Someone who's taking a walk and stops from his learning, and he says, Mano Ilon Ze, Mano Nir Ze, Maila Olav Akosav Kilu Mischai Benafshai. Someone stops from his learning to marvel at the wonders of the world. The Mishnah says, Olav Akosav Omer, Ki'ilu Mischayev Benafshai. It's as if he's Chayev Misa. Rabbi Yehuda explains, when a person is in the middle of learning, he cannot stop b'meisiach and talk sichas chulin. And his words are, Kitzarech lamoid b'yira ve'ema lefnei ha'Torah. Person must always stand with yira and ema while he's learning Torah. And he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos of Laman Amid Beis, called Talmud Shoshayne ve'ein tziv soysov noitfois mar tichvena. Talmud is learning, and his lips are not dripping, literally, mar, bitterness, tichvena. He should be burnt. Person who's using the Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Keser Torah, always has to stand with Yira and cannot stop to talk Sicha B'Teila. So we see that Ema and Yira doesn't mean necessarily Meira from Hashem Yisbarach and the Einish HaBitol Torah, but it's a Madrega in Yira and Remimus, exalting and understanding how special the Torah is. As the Pasuk tells us in Mishle Yekara Hi Mipninim, Torah is Yakar, more Yakar than diamonds. And a person may wonder to himself and think that if you always have to be in the situation of Yira, Ema and Yira, how could a person enjoy learning? How could he have the Simcha Satayra? So if you look in the Rabbeinu Yoina, Masechtas Brachas, the beginning of Perek Ein Oimdin, he asks this question, and he says that by a Basar V'dam, Yira and Simcha are an opposite. One Yira is one extreme and Simcha is another extreme. When a person is scared of somebody else, he gets paralyzed and he's worried. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. He says, Adarabba, when a person thinks about the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's Yorei Mipanov and he's Yira from Hashem, that brings to Simcha. Yismach v'yogil ba'oysa Yira mipnei shebe emtze'isa mis'oiru l'kayim ha'mitzvus v'sas v'nelas b'kiyuma sheyedea kischara ito yupulase l'fanov. Rabbi Yehuda explains that when we're discussing Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, Kutcha Baruch Hu v'yreis achadhu, Simcha and Yira are not opposites. Yira actually brings to Simcha. Person who understands and has the proper fear and sees the remus of Hashem, it brings him to such a tremendous Simcha that he's able to mekayim the ratzon of Hashem. Rabbi Aaron Cutler and Mishnah Baron, Chelik Aleph, page Samach Dalet, says a person should imagine if he had the opportunity to meet, go back to any one of the great giants of the previous generations, Yisrael Salanter, go further back, Rabbi Kiva Eger, or any one of the Tzadikei Hadar you may imagine. On the one hand, you'll have that tremendous pachad and yira of having the opportunity to enter and be nichnas, to look at and to talk to the previous generations, the tzaddikim of those generations. But at the same time, imagine how happy you'll be. That simcha that you'll have at the same time, the yira and the simcha together. So Eman Yura is understanding and realizing the pachad that we had on Har Sinai and the chashivos and the remimos of every word of Torah. And how Torah is different than all other chachmas, that it's not something that is just acquired and learnt. It's something which the words of the Torah, every line and every thought of Torah is a connection to Hashem. And that requires a tremendous Ema and a Yira. Have a wonderful day.